Chapter 7. What if I have already made a bad decision? In all probability, most readers have made some decisions that are good and some decisions that are not as good. Most of us can place ourselves squarely in cleanup mode. Cleanup mode is when you have made some mistakes in the past but are willing to correct the course if it isn't too late. If you have read this book and are now wondering if you made a mistake by not waiting to apply for Social Security benefits, it might be possible to stop receiving them. Let's look at your options. If you change your mind within 12 months of applying for benefits, Social Security will allow you to withdraw your application completely. If you withdraw your application, your record will be treated as if you never applied in the first place, which may allow some people to use an even more beneficial filing strategy when they finally do apply. The downside to withdrawing your application is that you must repay all of the benefits that have been paid on your account to date, which includes your own benefit, spousal benefits, and benefits paid to children. Withdrawing your application can also affect Medicare, veterans benefits, and railroad retirement benefits, but that's a very complicated discussion that is beyond the scope of this book. Anyone considering this option should consult with an expert in the area. But what happens if you've been collecting benefits for more than a year? Let's say that you started collecting benefits at age 62, and now, at age 67, you are reading this book and wishing that you had not applied as early as you did. Did you know that you can suspend your benefits simply by calling your local Social Security office? You must wait until your own full retirement age to suspend benefits, but by stopping your Social Security benefits after you turn full retirement age, you can earn an additional 8% per year plus COLAs until you are 70. These raises, plus the COLAs you will continue to receive after you turn 70, will result in a higher benefit amount for both you and your surviving spouse for the rest of your lives. And unlike the option where you withdraw your application completely, you do not have to repay the benefits that have already been paid on your record. What if I am already receiving Social Security, but I like the idea of a Roth conversion? What if you would like to consider a Roth conversion but are already receiving benefits and are concerned that the increased income will cause your benefits to be taxed? You might be able to create your own perfect window of opportunity to do a Roth conversion and get some of those 8% raises too by suspending your benefits after you have applied. And bear with me here. Suppose you have been receiving Social Security for less than a year, but after reading this book, you realize that you may not have made the right decision in applying for benefits so early. If you pay back the benefits you've received, you could get your Social Security strategy right, or at least better. And without the income, you may be able to execute some Roth IRA conversions at a lower tax cost, too. One word of caution, though. If you suspend your benefits after 4/29/16, any auxiliary benefits that are being paid on your record will also stop. Returning benefits or changing benefits are supremely complicated topics that are well beyond the scope of this book. The point here is to just make you aware that even if you have already filed, you may have options to change your decision that you might want to consider. So please don't give up just because you did something in the past that you now regret. Seek out advice and then move forward to a more financially secure retirement.